I'm Spencer, and I work at United Healthcare.
So, Spencer, why do you care?
I care because my daughter, Adeline, has special needs. I am motivated by Adeline, who inspires me every day. I am driven to help families like mine navigate the healthcare system.
I'm so blessed to lead an amazing team at United Healthcare, focusing on the member experience and making that better.
I'm Spencer, and I'm committed to care.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, Richard, getting ready for the weekend, and a lot of people are looking forward to the warm-up, although we have the rain and dense fog. That dense fog advisory is in place through this hour at least. And some heavy rains around the region headed out the door. We are joined by Dr. Kathleen Sekulda, who joined the School of Nursing in 1998 as an undergrad, and she's also a graduate of the psychiatric mental health. She's an expert in that as well. And she developed one of the first Masters of Science programs offering a specialty in forensic nursing, and we'll tell you why that's come to light very recently, too. Doctor, welcome to KDK. Good morning.
Good morning.
Explain what forensic nursing is, because a lot of people may not have ever heard that term before.
Okay. It is the care of a patient who has, there is some legal issue related to what has happened to them. And so forensic nurses do the assessment and evaluation, evidence collection, and work with legal to forward the case of the patient. So it's in support of the patient who is a victim of some type of violence, usually.
And we have had many of these issues brought to light on television with Law and Order Special Unit, in fact, you know, the Special Victims Unit, and then more recently on the PIT. And I don't know how widespread this is an issue, but certainly it is needed, that medical expertise in those moments to prosecute those who are perpetrators.
Right, right. It's come to light. One of the things that we do know about victims of sexual assault is that it's severely underreported. It's getting better as we have more public, such as the PIT and Law and Order, where it really shows the care that a person who is a victim of violence can receive. And the PIT has done a wonderful job of their goal is to have all of their episodes be very real and just exactly as it would happen in a real ER. And I worked with their writers and producers and in consulting, and I was really impressed with how their goal is to have everything be very real, very real. And so, and Law and Order is the same. They had a colleague of mine was a consultant for Law and Order, so that when they portrayed sexual assault care, it was very real. And it is very real.
And, and how prevalent is it in this area for the people living in Pittsburgh and southwestern Pennsylvania in particular?
Well, it's very real. It's throughout the country, it's very real. And so a couple of the grants that we had at Duquesne University were grants that were supportive from the Department of Health Resources. It's a HRSA grant. They were HRSA grants, and they were to target nurses in rural and underserved areas where there were no sexual assault nurse examiners so that we could educate them, send them back to their rural and underserved areas, and they could be sexual assault nurse examiners. It's prevalent everywhere. It's just underreported, and I have to say that over the last 20 years, the Pittsburgh area and surrounding area, AHN and UPMC have supported nurses, supported their emergency departments and their trauma teams to increase the number of. The two terms are used interchangeably, sexual assault nurse examiners or forensic nurse examiners. And so the number of forensic nurse examiners here in the Pittsburgh and surrounding area has significantly increased. But we have a lot of cases in this area. And again, I think a show like The Pitt, showing what type of care a person can receive, and they did a wonderful job of making it very real. It really helps others who are victims of sexual assault and violence understand that they can report to the clinical settings, whatever hospital it might be, to get excellent care. And that's been a true result of of these types of shows showing what care can really be like. And The Pitt is very, very focused on having things be real.
And that said, what would you like a woman listening right now who is in a situation to know about how to proceed and protect herself?
Well, the most important thing is that they report it, is that they, and a lot of times it's whether they have somebody in their life who can help them, you know, go with them to the hospital. But I say go to the hospital, and most of our police, and I shouldn't say most, all of our police departments here in the Pittsburgh area now know where the hospitals are that have sexual assault nurse examiners available 24/7. And so they should either report themselves, go themselves to Allegheny Health Network or UPMC and report what's happened to them, or go, do it through a police department. Sometimes the police responds after a sexual assault. So I would tell somebody, you know, there is care there that is very, we call it trauma-informed care. We respect the woman's autonomy to make decisions for herself or himself, and that we support them in every way. If they say, no, I don't want a kit collected, we respect that. We do tell them what the implications are, but the care is there for them if they will report. And there are a lot of issues related to why they do or do not report. Fear is often the case, but we try to help them through it. And I want women and men to know that the care is there for them here in this area.
Well, appreciate the work you're doing on their behalf and ours as a community. So thank you, Doc.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Dr. Kathleen Sekula, who is a forensic nurse expert and right here in our hometown. Interesting that she thinks The Pitt gets it right when it comes to realistic portrayal of different medical things. Such a popular show. Yesterday, I had a chance to sit down with Steve Byrne, who grew up in Hampton Township. He was born in Jersey, but went to Hampton High School here, played hockey. Big Pens fan. He's in for the game tonight. And Jay Caulfield, two-time Stanley Cup champ, and I have been doing a podcast for the last 6 months called Larry and the Big Man, and was curious. Steve Byrne has become very popular. Sullivan and Sons he was the star of and wrote it with Vince Vaughn, the famous comedic actor, as the director and producer. And curious how he went from Hampton to become a star.
The first job I got, my folks were living in New York City because my father grew up. And I said, can I just crash on your couch for a month or two, and then I'm going to go to L.A.? And he said, of course. So I get there, and I said, I'm not coming home till I get a job. I'm going to get a job. And I started 86 in Broadway, walked down to 50th in Broadway. I walked into an environment. I said, I'm looking for a job. The manager was here. He's like, what do you want to do? I said, I will do anything. He said, fill this out. Come back tomorrow. You got a job. I go, great. It's Caroline's Comedy Club. So I'd never been to a comedy club. I'd never really been interested in stand-up other than watching, you know, Night at the Improv with my family and stuff. And then sitting there, I'm watching Dave Chappelle. I'm watching Margaret Cho. I'm watching Jimmy Fallon. I'm watching Jon Stewart. I'm watching all these people before they're in the lexicon of our entertainment sphere these days. They were just comics back then. Right. But everybody came through Caroline's because it...
I'm Spencer, and I work at United Healthcare.
So, Spencer, why do you care?
I care because my daughter, Adeline, has special needs. I am motivated by Adeline, who inspires me every day. I am driven to help families like mine navigate the healthcare system. I'm so blessed to lead an amazing team at UnitedHealthcare focusing on the member experience and making that better. I'm Spencer, and I'm committed to care.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's the headlining club. And then I thought, I want to try that. So I tried it out 4 months later, Stand Up New York, September 30th, 1997, my first time on stage. I always tell people it's like the first time I had sex. It was quick. I cried afterwards. I couldn't wait to do it again. So that's like how I thought about it. And then the second time I was on stage, I got a manager. He's like, how long have you been doing this? I was like, this is my second time. He's like, get the hell out of here. And I said, yeah. And then he goes, come meet me tomorrow. And I went and I started working the road. So I developed an act over the course of a year on the road, just one night. I was along the East Coast, breaking even, barely making money. And then a comedian told me you should audition at the Comedy Cellar. They got me on audition and I passed. And at the time, I didn't realize that's the hardest club to get past at. And so once I got past at that, all the other clubs fell in line. He's the new guys at the Cellar. And I was doing 8-9 shows a night, 7 days a week, 360. I was obsessed with it. I did 13 shows in one night. I did every single club in New York City. It became a short film on YouTube called 13 or Bust. So Bill Burr's in it, Robert Kelly, a bunch of other New York comics. And it shows you a night in the life of a comic, but also like what it truly is to do one show and have it go great. And then the energy suck in another show. And you're like bombing with the same material. So it really shows the disparity from a younger comics perspective. So when I was doing stand-up, strictly just a comedian, Vince Vaughn and I used to hike up the Hollywood Hills every day. We would just talk about our careers and life. And he said, you should write something for yourself. I said, well, I've never written anything. He said, you can do it. I know you can do it. I was like, well, I've never written. He goes, just try, you can do it. You're Korean and Irish. Unless they have a Riverdance Taekwondo movie, you're the luck, Steve. So you best start writing. And I was like, okay. So I wrote Sullivan and Son. I gave it to him, and he's like, this is actually pretty good. Because he gave me the advice. I took it to heart. I read 3 or 4 books on sitcom writing. I then wrote something, and it took me probably 8 months later. I gave it to him. He's like, I've had this conversation with so many friends. So few have done it. So I did Sullivan and Son. I was in the writer's room for 3 years. I learned from some of the top sitcom writers, and that gave me the gumption to go ahead and buy books on screenplay writing. And then I did that. And so when the show got canceled, I wrote and directed the opening act, which I did with Vince. And then over COVID, since COVID, I've written 5 screenplays. The first one I made, the second one I sold to Will Smith's company, the third one we're about to make very shortly, I believe in May. So I wrote and directed a film about Caltech's basketball team. It's a true story of the longest losing streak in college basketball history. 30 years, not a single win. A new coach comes in, realizes these nerds are so bad. These Asian and Indian rocket scientists are so bad. We're not going to the championship. We're not going to the playoffs to get them to just win one game. So that's the whole movie. It's like the reverse of every sports film you've ever seen.
You're traveling around, but you get to come back to Pittsburgh periodically, and you got this big event coming up this summer.
Yeah, it's called The Comedy Jam. So it was a show that took place in Los Angeles for many years, and every comic has done this show, and it's a unique comedy show. So what it is, comics come out, we do 10, 15 minutes of material, and then you sing a song with a live band, and we all, by nature, are horrendous singers. We cannot sing. So it adds to the fuel, but it becomes a comedy concert. So you're getting the best of both worlds. It's the most fun I've ever had on stage because you're getting to do what you love. And every comic and every athlete, I think, and everybody wants to be a rock star. All the proceeds benefit the Mario Lemieux Foundation. So we've raised $250,000 in the 4 years we've done it. Rivers Casino has been so kind to roll out the red carpet for us, the entertainers. So this year we have Joe Gatto from Practical Jokers, James Murray, Joy Fatone from NSYNC, Jessica Soto from Pussycat Dolls, Tone Bell from multiple Netflix shows, great comic. Joe DeRosa, who's on Tires with Shane Gillis, touring comic. He does Kill Tony all the time. Patrick Keane, Lace Larrabee, and then myself and Gary Cannon will host the show, the festivities. And again, it's an absolute fun time. Everybody will know every single song. It becomes a big sing-along. And it's a party. We had the Steelers drumline 1 year come down and help us with the encore. So we'll do that. Again, great cause. So it's riverscasino.com for tickets.
And you can get them again for July 17th is when the show is. That should be a hoot. Imagine that, Aaron. You do 15 minutes of comedy, then you got to sing a song with a band.
I cannot imagine.
It sounds like a lot of fun. Steve Byrne, by the way, again, who grew up in Hampton Township and is a big hockey fan. You might see him at the Pens game tonight with the Sabres. And 10 until 2, Marty Griffin will be in studio. We'll check in with Marty in just a moment. And one of the big local stories with the draft looming is who's hacking the communications in this town and county. And joining us, best investigative reporter anywhere, is Andy Sheehan from KDKA-TV. Andy, good morning.
Hey, Larry. How's it going?
Good. Problematic for many reasons. First and foremost, interruption of safety communications, but then threats and racist music. And the question is, it's happened 3 days in a row. Is that correct?
Yeah, this is the third day. Yesterday was the third day. We kept on hearing, these very disturbing messages coming over what is basically the primary police channel for the 911 emergency public radio system. Initially there was a threat against the life of Mayor Corey O'Connor. And that was followed with rapidity with these kind of Nazi songs and anti-Semitic spoutings and, yesterday, some very, very racist transmissions.
Have they made any progress since they established that it's not coming from a missing, communications apparatus, if you want to put it that way?
Well, county police are working on it. They're being assisted by federal investigators from the FCC. No word on the progress of the investigation. They're optimistic that they're going to be able to find the source and shut it down. But these transmissions have continued. So no final word yet.
Meanwhile, they've beefed up at least security around certain areas, including synagogues and churches, correct?
Well, right. Since the beginning of the war, the police, the city police, Allegheny County police, have sort of doubled down. The entire country is on high alert, and southwestern Pennsylvania, is no exception. There's concern you know, not only about this police channel problem, but general security with the draft coming up. There's representatives of the NFL are in town all week. They are going over logistics, and, you know, topic number one with them is, you know, security. And so they are meeting with Pittsburgh Public Safety and state police and the like to ensure that, you know, when tens of thousands of people descend on Pittsburgh from around the nation, that they're safe.
We're with KDK-TV's Andy Sheehan. The only other event that I can think of, Andy, was when we hosted the G20, and they basically shut downtown off from the rest of the community. Do you have any idea what the game plan is for that kind of thing when it comes to the draft this year?
Well, it's different, right? You know, the G20, the goal was to protect world leaders. So it was basically to keep people basically out of downtown and out of harm, you know, keep these leaders out of harm's way. You know, here, you know, this is a very public event. I mean, you're going to have huge, huge gatherings of massive amounts of people. So what they're saying is that they're going to have a very, very beefed up police security. You know, hundreds of officers will be assigned to the G20. You know, the plans, you know, have not really, the security plans have not been released in detail, nor probably they won't be, but they are under sort of constant revision now leading up to the event.
So these officials from the NFL are in town this week, you say?
Yeah, that's right. They've been sort of doing walkthroughs. They were meeting over at, I think we saw them over at Point State Park, meeting with, you know, public safety people, but just, you know, Visit Pittsburgh is sort of the point organization in this endeavor, and you know, they're going over basically the logistics of how this thing's going to roll out.
Yeah, I wish the weather was a little more welcoming to people from out of town, but disturbing about these disruptions to communications. Andy, we'll look for your report on KDK-TV as always. Appreciate your time. Thank you.
Sure, Larry. Take care.
Investigative reporter Andy.
I'm Brian. I work at UnitedHealthcare.
So, Brian, why do you care?
I care because I don't want to leave anybody behind. I oversee one of the biggest resource centers in UnitedHealthcare.
I see people walked in my office every day, just like my parents. They have no idea about the healthcare. I feel like they are my uncles, aunties.
I treat these people like family. I'm Brian, and I'm committed to care.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Bidding on a lighting project? Graybar makes it easy from design to delivery to job site logistics. Smart, scalable, and job site ready. Yep, Graybar does that.